The girls' state basketball tournament is now in the books, and it was a memorable tournament to say the least. One of the major memories to come out of the tournament was Newell Fonda in Class 1A avenging their lone regular season loss, winning the highly anticipated rematch over Bishop Garrigan 66-52 and winning their third straight state title. And my guest to talk about it, he's the head coach of Newell Fonda girls' basketball, Coach Dick Jungers. Coach, thank you for the time. I know it's a busy time for you, so I do appreciate it, and congratulations on your state championship.
Thanks, Rob. We just played some great basketball last week, and these kids just went out and just went out and earned themselves another championship against some very good competition, and we played our best game of the year in that championship game.
You know, I saw the game on TV and followed the game, and you know, it's your third straight state championship, and every state championship is very special. Did this one have a little bit of extra caveat because it was the rematch and you did have that regular season loss to Garrigan?
Oh, I most definitely think so. I think, they're a great team and very well coached and great players. And, you know, and I just told the girls, if you want this, you got to beat the best team that's out there, and that's Bishop Garrigan. They're the best team for the competition and for the opportunity. And by golly, our kids just came out and they played some great basketball on Saturday night.
You guys really played well, and I thought you set the tone early, and I thought that was important. You got up 7-2, and then you were able to get a lead there at the end of the first quarter of 18-10. That lead extended to as much as 15 at points in the game. How important was it in your mind to get off to a strong start against them?
You know, it's always important to be able to set the tone and establish what you're strong at, and I felt like we did a good job. We played a style that was more favorable to what we were able to put out on the floor, and again, we made plays that just kept the game going in our direction.
Coach Dick Jungers is my guest. Newell Fonda girls basketball, they've won their third straight state championship, avenging their regular season loss with a win in the rematch against Bishop Garrigan Saturday night, 66-52. Coach, watching the game, I got a feel for game plan you had. I thought defensively you did everything you needed to do. How much did you take away from that first game against Garrigan and use in your game plan for Saturday night?
Oh, we took a lot of things. I felt like offensively, we didn't do a good job of attacking what they were giving us in the first game against Bishop in December, and I felt like our kids did a better job of that on Saturday night. So offensively, we were able to knock down some shots. Their zone defense is very aggressive, and they cover a lot of area, and you had to find where those holes were in the zone, and we were able to find some holes and take advantage of some opportunities to knock down shots, and that's exactly what you have to do against any defense. But you know, when there's a 6'3" presence inside, that's definitely a challenge, because very few people are going to elevate over her to make shots.
Yeah, and of course you're talking about All-State selection, Audie Crooks, and I thought what you did a really good job of offensively was ball movement and player movement. More specifically, when you were able to get the ball in the middle of the zone and kind of make Audie commit to the ball, you were able to slip somebody kind of in a gap behind her, and were able to score that way a lot of times. Is that something that's in your normal offense, or was that something in the game plan specifically for them?
You know, we had to adjust some things in our normal offenses because Audie is such a strong defender, and so, you know, you have to be able to knock down some shots, and then, you know, if she's going to go one way, you won't be able to score on her, so you're going to have to try to find another way to get those scores. And I felt like our kids did move the ball really well, and I also felt like they found those openings, and, you know, they're reading the floor well. So when we have good ball movement and people movement, like you mentioned, that's Newell Fonda basketball. That's where we are really tough on offense when we can do that.
Yeah, I thought that was really the difference in the game, because you were able to find some really good looks from 8-10 feet because of that. Defensively, you guys kind of did what you do. You forced 21 turnovers against a really good Garrigan team, and you turned it over only 8 times, plus 13 in the turnover margin. And, Coach, we both know that about 85% of the time you're going to win when you have those kind of numbers.
Yeah, you know, and I think the big thing is our girls did a great job of taking care of the basketball. You know, I mean, I can think back to a couple turnovers we had that led to a transition opportunity for them. But eight turnovers against a team like how Bishop Garrigan plays their aggressive defense is a phenomenal effort. And then our ability to create some steals, and we turn them into some offensive opportunities, you know, that plus 13 is a huge number.
Coach Dick Junger is my guest. We'll find a girls basketball fresh off of their third straight state championship. You know, I noticed you were committing a little bit of an extra defender to try to help against Crooks on the backside lob. You know, defensively, I thought you did a good job there. I mean, I know she had a big game, but she has a big game against everybody. I thought what you really did that was key was take away Molly Joyce, another all-state selection for them. You know, 8 points on 2 of 11 shooting. I don't think you could ask for a better defense effort against her.
No, I mean, if you had told me that, I figured Molly would still got her points, and you know, I was very blessed that maybe she didn't hit as many shots as she normally does. She's a fantastic player, and she proved it game after game all season long, and so that definitely played into an advantage for us when, you know, her and Myers did not have their you know, I didn't want them to go off and hit a bunch of threes on us, and because when they get their 3-point shots going, this team's almost impossible to be beat, and I felt like our kids did a great job of keeping that aspect of the game in check.
Yeah, and I thought you did a good job there too, specifically hounding Joyce and making it tough for her throughout the night as well. Coach, you know, offensively you had balance. You had Macy Severs with 17, Bailey Severs with 14, but you had 9 players that score. You played 13 players. It really was a total team effort, and that just kind of speaks to the way your program's built, I think.
Yeah, you know, I think the interesting thing that happened on Saturday night is we went a little bit deeper because of some foul trouble, and we had a player get hurt for a little bit in there, and those kids stepped up and made plays, and you know, and our kids really, really understand the team concept and how important it is when your number's called to contribute, you know, with hustling hard, bringing good energy, and doing the things that we need to do. And I felt like each and every kid that played in our program this year has done that. And you know what? That makes what a good team into a great team is when your kids buy into that.
You know, there were points in the fourth quarter where they cut the lead down to as little as 5. You were able to finish with a flurry. I noticed with a little over 4 minutes to go in the game, you started kind of going to a little bit of a stall kind of set where you were eating some clock up. Was that something that you were calling from the bench, or was that something that your players were recognizing and calling from the floor?
No, we called that from the bench. You know, when you have a player of Crooks' ability, and you know, if we miss some shots, and I mean, she's going to have a layup every time she gets the ball down inside the post. And so, you know, a slow down game, you know, where it starts becoming possession by possession, that's a game that they're very comfortable with, and they know if they get the ball inside to her, she's probably going to either go to the free throw line or get 2 points. So we wanted to take the air out of the ball a little bit there to you know, make them extend their defense even further, and it worked out to our advantage on this occasion.
Was that mostly by design because they were playing zone, and did you feel like going in that would probably be the case? If you got a lead there late, you'd be able to kind of run some clock off because of their zone defense?
You know, we did think that, and I knew that they would have they would switch to some type of a trapping defense to try to, you know, take away that. But I felt like our kids really handled that aspect of the game well on Saturday night, and you know, and of course you have to knock down free throws down the stretch, and we hit a lot of free throws down the stretch to kind of push the lead up, and again, just the way our kids just came up and made a play after play and knocked down those free throws, that was a big difference down the stretch.
I think it says a lot about how complete your team is, because 90% of the time you do not play that style. You play up and down, you press, you score 80 points a game. You know, you don't do a lot of the stall technique and chew up a lot of clock. You're able to do that almost flawlessly in a state championship environment against a great team like Garrigan. I think it just says that your kids can play any style that's needed to play to get the job done.
You know, and that's probably the nicest compliment you could say to our players. They do a lot of the phases of the game well, and you know, right there, the ball handling that it takes to run a delay game, and they did it, and again, it allowed them to win the third state title that they were aspiring for.
Coach Dick Jungers has been my guest from Newell Fonda Girls Basketball. Coach, congratulations on that third straight state title, and thank you for the time throughout the season.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rob. I sure appreciate the conversations.